This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1328. Can't bear spelling mistakes?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. In today's episode, we tackle a few of the most confusing but useful words in English. How do we use the words bear and bear correctly in our native conversations? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how are you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Feeling great. Happy to be on the mic. It's all good.
That's awesome. Well, I think I mentioned to our listeners that I am in Florida right now because I just can't bear the cold weather anymore.
You lucky duck. You can't bear it. Well, I understand that. We talked about earlier in the week that it's tough. I mean, February, January, March, these are times when we really start to feel that cold because we just want it to go away.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting, Lindsay, because you talk about being in Denver and you talk about how it changes drastically day to day. Is that still true this time of year?
Yeah, it does. It's funny. The last few weeks we've had a ton of snow and it's been quite cold. But, you know, then next week I'll probably be going to get a coffee with a t-shirt on in the hot sun midday. Wow. So that's what I'm talking about. It switches. But it's kind of a best kept secret, this city, because people think it's cold all the time. But we actually get a ton of sunshine and warmer weather. We'll see what the summer's like. I think it's going to be quite hot. And extreme sun in the summer. It might be tricky. Bad for the skin, actually.
Yeah. Watch out. Where's that suntan lotion, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wait, so what are we? Yeah, go ahead.
No, so I'm just wondering, like, from being in Boston where the weathers are notorious, where the winters are notoriously terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how has Denver compared so far?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. It's a different. So I will say that the air in Boston is, the cold air is a lot colder. It feels a lot colder because the humidity is in the air. So it goes right to your bones. It's a bone chilling cold. Whereas here in Denver, it's very dry. So it could be 20 degrees out. And honestly, it feels more like 35.
Yeah.
And then you add the sun to that and you add the fact that we're higher up, we're at a mile high. So the altitude, the sun, you're closer to the sun. I think the winters are a little easier, but we just do get a lot of snow here. The volume of snow is just a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, it's kind of apples to oranges, honestly. But I feel like the winters here may be easier to bear.
Interesting. Oh, I'm glad you brought that word back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Guys, a bit ago, we did an episode and we talked about how we should do a whole episode devoted to the word bear. Right? Because there are a couple different spellings of it. And I actually saw listeners on Instagram asking for this question too. So we are going to get into that today. But before we do, you know, Lindsay, we're talking about the weather. We're talking about different parts of the country, right? And if you guys want to see different parts of the country, you have got to get into the Connected Communicator course because Lindsay took you everywhere.
Yeah, I took you guys on a 12,400-mile journey, a big loop around the United States by video lesson. We prepared these video lessons. We made strategies to help you understand the native speakers in the videos. And the cool thing that ties in here with bear is that we have the most popular lesson in that course is called Horse or Bear. And it's about how to tell a joke, about humor in English, guys. It's where my friend and I are camping in Wyoming and we think there's a bear. Well, you'll have to get into the course to find out what actually happened, honestly.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds interesting. Yeah, guys, head on over and get that.
Yeah, go to allearsenglish.com/connection and join the journey across the US, guys. Very cool.
Okay, good. So what's interesting is, let's get into it. So sometimes we have bear. So one of the spellings is what, Lindsay?
So we could spell it in a few ways. So we could say B-E-A-R, which is the animal, okay?
Yes.
Or
B-A-R-E.
Now this is tricky. I feel like I'd like our listeners to write this down. This will probably be in the iOS app here. Yeah. Just write this down because we can get confused here. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, do you ever get this messed up? I mean, because sometimes, I mean, it's really obvious and sometimes it's hard to kind of remember.
Yeah, I don't, because I think about bears a lot. I'm terrified of bears. Like when I go hiking, I have bear spray with me, a big can of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't get them mixed up, but I could see how you could.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second, because it's not always the animal. That's the thing with B-E-A-R. That's where it gets tricky.
Oh, I see what you mean. Ooh, Michelle, another layer, another level. I like it.
Yeah. So we're going to get into that. So, I mean, is there a way to remember? So, guys, according to vocabulary.com and Grammarly blog, B-A-R-E is, they mention naked, uncover, reveal.
Okay? Yes. Yes. Yes.
And B-E-A-R is, of course, the animal, but also what, Lindsay?
Yeah, okay, this is good. So to be able to endure something like we said earlier at the beginning, right? I can't bear the winter in Boston. To carry, to endure, to tolerate, to put up with, okay?
Right. So guys, we can give you those links if you'd like. So let's think about the context. So like, for example, B-A-R-E, the cupboard is bare. So how would you spell that?
Yeah, so B-A-R-E, right? So the cupboard is empty. There's nothing there. It's bare.
Good. And then this one was from vocab.com, which is
Second Amendment.
which is the right to bear arms. So if it's B-E-A-R, because it's about carrying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if you had it B-A-R-E, the right to bear arms, that would be like the right to basically wear it. Short Weird. Sleeve shirts.
Yeah, so we want to make sure we get this right.
Right, because it can make a big difference in the spelling.
Yeah, and of course, you guys know this phrase is in our Constitution. I think it's the Second Amendment, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the source of so much political discourse right now.
Yes.
And discord, disagreement. So a really interesting topic. We can go into that another day, but actually in the course, we do talk right. about that. The right to bear That's arms. Right. We actually go to a gun show and interview people in the NRA, the National Rifle Association. So if you want to get an insight into that world, join the course. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So guys, today we're not going to really focus no. on the animal, the bear, because that's the easy one, right? We are going to focus on the other meanings of bear and bear. Cool. But there are a lot of times when the animal bear is used in conversation, right? So look out. We'll do another episode about bears in the future. But okay. Guys, we're going to do some common phrases or idioms.
Yeah.
We'll do a few of those today with bear, B-E-A-R, and bear, B-A-R-E. So Lindsay, what's the first one?
Guys, today you are going to hear us mention the Connected Communicator course in this episode because it's the fastest and the most interesting way to get to a higher level of fluency in 60 days. Take a journey with All Ears English across the United States by video lesson. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's peanut butter cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right. So again, these are great because these are really common. Okay.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, remember, keep in mind, don't forget, right? Mm-hmm. For example, let's see, bear in mind, I'm not getting out until 6, so I may not be there on time. So mm-hmm. you're just asking someone not to forget something.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and then another one we mentioned, right? To bear something or to say you can't bear it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're thinking in here of that one where we're talking about enduring something, right? I can't bear it. I can't stand it. I can't endure it. Whereas to bear something is to be able to do it, right? Like, yeah. I can bear the winter as long as I have a good coat.
Interesting. I love it. Oh, and this one's good. I just can't bear the smell coming down the hall. We have to say something to the neighbor.
Right. Exactly. Or I think we have time for one more with bear.
Okay. What is it, Michelle?
To bear the brunt of something.
Oh, that's a good one. This is really good for our listeners, our high level listeners here. What does that mean?
Well, it's basically to deal with the most difficult thing of something, right? Like to get the worst part of it, right? So like, for example, if I said I had to bear the brunt of the bad weather, my flight was canceled.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. It sounds smart. It's a phrase. It's a chunk, right? It's a saying. It's also kind of a cliche, but it's hard. Sometimes I have a hard time like differentiating between a cliche and just a saying.
I know.
Guess in a sense they're the same thing. We've talked about this on the show before.
Right. Well, I mean, I also think of this to bear the brunt of something. Like I think of almost like a to bear the brunt of like somebody's bad mood, right? Like, oh, like my you know, my kid was in a terrible mood and I had to bear the brunt of it because she was mad at me. Or you know?
Yeah, I know exactly. So often it's about someone's behavior, someone's attitude that you are subjected to it.
right. Exactly. Okay. So guys, you know, you can kind of take a guess about the spelling if you think about the differences in these words, right? I feel like this could be helpful for native speakers too, because I don't think that everybody knows sometimes which spelling to use. I just don't.
I think you're right. This is a good example of where natives need a little help.
for sure. So let's turn over to BARE, bear.
Okay, so here is this again, going back to the definition, guys, it's to open something, to clear it out, right? To make it fully visible, right? Mm-hmm. Or empty, right? Isn't that what we said, Michelle, was the definition of bare?
Right.
So for example, bare your soul. Very deep, very intense. This statement is very like, whoa. If you bare your soul to someone, you like tell them everything.
Right,
who you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, so for example, Lindsay, you can't hide forever. Bare your soul and you will draw people to you.
Yeah. I love that. Or you may hear someone like telling a story of, you know, going to like a meditation event or some kind of spiritual event where they just opened up to everyone and they just told everything. That would be a good example of that. So what else, Michelle?
Exactly. Okay. Also, with your bare hands or with someone's bare hands.
Okay. So usually we talk about this, and we're talking about building something from the ground up.
Yeah.
Or creating something by
yourself. Or cooking, maybe. Creating something.
With your bare hands. I built this chair with my bare hands. So in this case, guys, I would never build a chair with my bare hands. But
me either.
The point is, we're emphasizing this, right? It's going to have a little energy, this phrase. I built this chair with my bare hands. Check it out. Try it out, you know?
Definitely.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. And then the last one, I feel like you said this earlier, I'm not sure, or in another recent episode, heard it today. What is
this? I love this phrase. This is one of my favorite phrases in
English. I think you said it. That's why
I always use it. Bare bones, funny. Nothing extra. Okay, so now we just move in. So it's really just bare bones over here. And before we started hanging things up. So things that could be bare bones, maybe a car if it doesn't have any of the extra add-ons. Or I just want this car completely bare bones. I don't want like power windows. I don't want power steering. Right. I don't want a sunroof. What else could be bare bones, Michelle?
I guess that's what I think about is just like an apartment, right? Like, or, yeah, it's or, bare bones. Yeah.
No amenities, right?
Right. Exactly. Like, just like the very, very basics, like the car, the apartment,
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other examples, but those are the two best ones I can
think of. Those are two good examples, a car and an apartment, maybe a home that you're going to buy. Right. No amenities. I love it. Very common though, guys. Just listen for this one out in the world. You will hear it. Okay. So Michelle, why does this matter? Why are we talking about bare, B-A-R-E and B-E-A-R? Why do we care?
Well, these two words are huge in the English language. I mean, you hear them all the time, more than you even realize, right? Because they're everywhere, not only for talking about the animal, but for just in our idioms, in our chunks, just in different phrases. So it is important to know the difference. It's important to be able to, like, I mean, I think one of the examples with the bare arms and bare arms, I mean, those can have different meanings based on how you spell it, right?
Right.
So really, this is about, I mean, of course, spelling. I mean, this will help you with your writing, of course, because you, but it will also help you with understanding something that you read, right? Mm-hmm. Or just knowing really the meaning of something, right? So if somebody uses one of these phrases, you can take a guess about what it means.
Exactly. These are the finer points of English. And you guys want to be able to use, you know, these fun phrases like, oh, it's just very bare bones.
Yeah.
That's a fun phrase to say.
It is.
And it's expressive. We want you to be able to do that, guys. So, and as you're saying it, you should know how you're spelling it because you should be envisioning what I like to do when I speak a second language is I envision what I say in my mind spelled out in a sentence. And that helps to solidify the learning. So you should be doing both, guys. All right.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely. So listen for these today. Are they somebody talking about a bear or one of these other definitions? And try these out today. Let us know how it goes.
Exactly. And guys, check out that course. I'm telling you, there's nothing else like it on the entire internet. There's nothing else like it. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection to get into the Connected Communicator. All right. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, Lindsay, this has been fun. And I don't know. I was trying to think of something with bear, but now I can't. So anyway, guys, have a good day.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.